burrito? That's one of those things that made sense for a second, and now it doesn't make any sense at all. Why would you not want a warm burrito?
Well, it isn't a burrito, it's a wrap. So it wasn't hot to begin with, so I'd like to keep it cold. And it's not letting off that much heat.
Somebody's a little high maintenance. Hey, it's hot where we are. It's 53 seconds after the hour of 11, and it's the month of October in the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming along, making a part of your listening day. Was that noise just in my head? Okay. Fantastic. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to be part of today's program for whatever undefinable reason. If you'd like to engage with us electronically, you can do that as well. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. Thank you all for coming by, and we appreciate your presence and your patronage and your whatnot. It's Wednesday, and welcome to Day 12. One moment here while I try to catch up with the caffeination, which is required for a truly stellar broadcast. Second here. Best show ever, which I know is a bold statement given yesterday's extensive tongue discussion, which resulted in, I swear to you, like dozens and dozens of photographs of similar tongues, similarly afflicted mouth organs, filling my email last night. But we will endeavor to do our best. It's 503-733-2970. Email is Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick@RickEmerson.com. I am even now, as we speak, making last-minute adjustments to today's CNN lineup, which we'll talk about here in a second. All right. And notes to self. Thank you, man. Before we do anything else, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our official stenographer, our good friend, Mailman Chris.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Hello there, sir. And how are you on this fine Wednesday?
I am awesome.
All right. Yeah. Is it hot in here? What is the temperature in here now?
It's almost 77. And when I first got here, it was 70 degrees.
Oh, when did you get here? Like an hour ago?
Yeah.
So it's gone up 7 degrees in an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. So according to that formula, if it's gone up 7 degrees in an hour and we got 4 hours left, this is why I didn't go to college. It's going to be what by 3 o'clock? Anyone? That's 4 times...
104.
That's not... I'm sorry. I didn't really anticipate that being the answer. All right. Nothing spells fantastic radio like heat frustration, by the way. So, well, excellent. So if we hear a lot of flopping noises at any point during the program, it's just the sound of our bodies finally giving up and yielding to the incredible heat, which is now filling this broadcast studio. See, here's the thing. You learn something every day. Yesterday, we learned that your tongue can be covered with thick, black, bushy hair. Today, we learned that the heat pump does not, as you might think, pump heat into the building. If I were to come up to you on the street and ask you what a heat pump does, you'd say it pumps heat and the heat stays. It's not so. I will cross the hall from engineering. We found out today, because I was to understand that it was very warm on Friday as well when Savage was in here.
Yeah.
Was it also hot? So they claim that it's a leak in the heating system here. Here's why I think they're lying about this. I think they're lying because it doesn't seem like a leak is a thing that comes and goes. It seems like a leak is a thing that is there, and then it's there the next day, and then it's there the day after that, and then it's there the following day until they fix it. This doesn't appear to be operating that way, because about a week and a half ago, we had like a 2-3 day stretch where it was just hotter than blazes, as my grandmother would say. Then it was fine again. Then on Friday, hot again. I realize this is gripping everybody at home, but this is important to me. And then on Monday, it was... let's get a chart. Let's get some sort of a pie graph to keep track of this. And then on Monday and then yesterday was okay. Today, the leak is back. Now, I don't understand what sort of a leak it is that spontaneously creates itself and then vanishes and then regenerates. The whole thing is just mystifying. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. But what Will explained to me today, what I did not know but which I am now aware of, is that tall buildings such as this one, in fact, have no heating system. They do not have a heating system because he says that the lights, the electronics, the computer equipment, everything generates, the building generates its own heat just by dint of the fact that you're running a whole bunch of the electronics all the time. All the heat pump does, so the building's default setting is to be like 120 degrees. So during the winter, they don't run any heat at all. They just don't bother to take the heat away that the building naturally creates. So the heat pump is broken today, or at least has a leak in it somewhere, which means that the heat is just being moved around a little bit. And following the tradition of examining how this building is lined up vis-a-vis this room, I'm guessing that that system is just designed to pour the heat directly into the studio. So it's now, can we have some sort of a sounder? Is it still 77?
Yeah, when we started the show, it was 76.8. Now it's 77.
All right, so I'm going to create some sort of a little... That's not going to work. I'll find something else. So we'll have... We should have some sort of a prize.
Oh,
we'll
I have away. One. Like, you, are you just looking for a sounder?
Yeah, well, every time the temperature goes up by a degree...
Oh. It goes up in twos.
Sarah, that's why I love you. It really is true. There's a million sound effects and a million crazy radio studios in this world of ours. But thank you, Sarah Dillon, for finding exactly the sound effect that conveys how we feel right now, 6 minutes into the show.
Oh! It's actually, it just went up 2 degrees, or 0.2.
Fantastic. I'm not going to play hot, 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 Scotty. Scotty, if you'd like to find a selection of hot songs, I can mix them out through it.
Maybe we can make a top five out of it.
Scotty, do you feel like making an ad hoc top five? An ad hoc top five? Oh, God, I want to die. All right.
Just think how much hotter it'd be if they had the body heat of all those live cameramen. Everybody else downstairs.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, I forgot you were there.
No, it was never really warm in Coin. It was always freezing through way down the basement.
There's no bodies of cameramen
down there. I was going to say, there's no real employees down there to heat anything. Robots don't throw off much in the way of body convection, my friends. All right. Well, I'm running a little behind today for different reasons than yesterday. And I'm not going to go on and on about my problems. I'll just kind of give you a general overview of what we're going to get through today. We are going to give away another pair of Al Gore tickets. We're going to try to come up today with a better name for the Al Gore Global Warming presentation. We'll try to do that. And I think this hour we might do... I'm like this close to just giving up on the pop culture face-off. Although Aaron Geek in the City Duran was issuing challenges to me yesterday because I was pointing out that it's really almost impossible for anybody to
bet. He sent me actually 10 pop culture questions that he came up with on his own that are really, really good, and I think that we should use those for you to guess.
But how would the listener win, though, is my question. I still don't understand the... That's what I can't
Well, it should be you
out.
Going against the listener, and if you get, you know, a certain amount right, then the listener loses, and if they... You know, if you get a certain amount wrong, then they get
so it's not okay. So it would be.
Yeah, these ones are just questions that Aaron knows. So you know, so I highly doubt anybody else does.
Is it not just that the listener has to? It's not that the listener loses or wins. Rather, it's that I have to lose.
Yeah. Because that way, no, because you're so you know making all these proclamations about how smart you are. Why don't you put it to the test? And then you losing will be a gain for the listener.
That was a little snippier than was absolutely necessary, I believe.
Did you hear yourself talking yesterday?
I'm simply speaking.
I am a golden god.
Well, it's... I was just noting that... Look, I don't have any other skills. Why don't you let me embrace the small amount of stupid skill that I have? Why must you crush everything I love? The best... Sarah's response to that was just to take a long sip of her soda and then just stare off into space. Well, anyway, God, it's hot. All right, I know that you all can't identify.
We're holding it at a steady 77.2.
But the three of us in here. God, thank God Clyde's not here today. I say that with love, but seriously.
I saw Clyde last night.
So, oh, you know what? We should make Scotty sit in here today because he sweats. He sweats like a bastard anyway. Oh, you. Oh, let's talk about Clyde here in a second. Scotty sweats just like an MF-er, regardless. We ought to do. It's too bad we don't have anybody else to screen the... He sweats in the cold. Anybody else to screen the calls? We could have Scotty sit in here and just see if he actually would just
that
turn into
so
powder.
That is so gross.
Turn into dust. Scotty, let me ask you this. When you sweat, do you also smell? I mean, is it a foul?
That's why he said that he wears all the cologne.
Now, look, he says he doesn't smell. Now, well, yeah, the cologne would tend to indicate. Because, again, we discussed yesterday.
He's from the suburbs.
It has been. People in the suburbs don't smell. They no, we have noted that many people, specifically Asians, often have a perspiration, but not body odor that is typically associated with people of European descent. So, all right, well, we'll check in with you. Scotty, is it just our studio that is really hot, or is it the whole building? Do we know? Is it your studio as well, Scotty? Are you? Is it hot where you are? The building is hot. So you will be sweating today. Good. We're going to check in with you on that. All right. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm going to take another run at this. We'll give away the Al Gore tickets today. We'll try to come up with a better name for his global warming seminar. Scotty may create an ad hoc top five. A hot top five. I'm not necessarily going to tease that, though. If not, we will do a top five of some nature. I brought one in today. I have one prepared. We'll either get to mine or to Scotty J. The gossip pile that we partially got to yesterday has now been augmented, and we'll try to get to more of that today. What else, indeed? We have Lisa Goddard, who's going to be joining us to talk about our good friend Mark Foley. We have Gary Baumgarten, who's counting down to his CNN retirement. And we're going to talk about Wesley Snipes, who's on the run from the man, Ed McCarthy, who seems like the logical person to weigh in about all things Wesley Snipes-oriented. He'll be joining us here today as well. And et cetera, so on and so forth. We will visit with our good friend Jen Lane later on the show as well today. So there you go. That's what I got, my friend.
All right. So you're going to give away some Al Gore tickets. You're going to come up with a new name for the Al Gore presentation.
No, I have not.
A top five. Gossip Pile, Lisa Goddard, Gary Baumgarten, Ed McCarthy, and Jen Lane.
You know, the thing is, I've got little tiny bits of sweat actually just sort of trickling down my back. Back sweat.
Ew.
No, seriously, I have to talk about this. Really, back?
How can you be sweating so profusely? We're just sitting here. You're just sitting.
I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt and a hat. No one told me it was going to be, what is it now?
It's still 77.2.
Right.
Maybe we've peaked.
No, I think we peaked a long time ago. Nobody ever told me that it was going to be this hot. I was not. There were no warnings given to me. I left. Look, it's October.
Will gave me the warning when I came in today. I think he's sick of hearing us bitch.
Yeah, well, it's October. It's cold at night. It's cold when I leave the house in the morning. It seems logical to assume that it would not then be ungodly hot in the studio. So when I was dressing this morning, there was a moment this morning when I said, short sleeve, long sleeve. Thank God I didn't pick a sweater. So I just, I'll wear something long sleeve. Put that on, and of course I got to wear the hat. And of course that's really convenient too, because most of your body heat escapes through your hat, through the top of your head. Not on me. Today it's all trapped inside. One big oven. Anyway, there you go, Chris.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you at 3.
All right. Sounds beaten just by listening to us. There you go. There's our good friend stenographer, mailman Chris. All right. Fantastic. We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and talented Sarah Dillon. How are you doing
today?
I met
the best smelling man last night. Speaking of smells.
I'm not even going to make this, Scotty. Where at?
Well, this guy, DJ Mars, who did remixed that Dwarves album that I played for you.
You told me about that.
Yeah. Well, his friend Eddie K is this big, beautiful black man. Smells incredible. I have never, we shook hands and we met, and my hand smelled like him. He smelled so good.
And I don't mean this in a crude way.
I wish he could come in and hang out in the studio with us today, because it would be pleasant for all.
It's just sort of a big walking pine tree, like a little tree in your car.
No, I've never smelled, it was incredible.
Now, I know that this sounds crude, but were you then smelling your hand for the rest of the night?
I actually smelled my hand, and I made everyone else smell my hand. I'm like, smell how good Eddie K smells, and it sounded really wrong, but.
I made everyone else smell my hand.
And happened to bump into Mr. Clyde Lewis last night because they were filming Wife Swap.
That's sort of the yin and yang of the smell world, by the way. Yeah. Hold on. I made everyone else smell
my hand.
Well, let's... here's... We'll talk in a second about the...
So many layers happened last night.
And I want to make sure that we get this the news tease here, and then we'll talk about Clyde. There really is so much to get to.
He's on Wife Swap?
Yes, he's... No.
He was there for the filming.
Wife Swap, the TV show?
Wife Swap, the TV show, was filming at the Ballas last night.
All right, seriously, we have to stop and get...
I want to know more.
Yeah, it was interesting.
We have to get a hold of ourselves. There's so much to talk about today. Okay, I'm writing this down. Wife Swap. Good-smelling black man.
And Clyde and the lady in the band that he likes.
Black man. I got thoughts on that, too. Let's see. Six. All right. Clyde. All right. Okay, fantastic. All right. Tim Riley is working on the following stories for your edification today.
He wants to know all the
I do.
You know, you look... Can I make a comment? And this may sound... I don't mean for this to sound creepy. But I'm just saying, just now... You know what you looked like just now? Just moments ago? Sarah is wearing a red and white striped... it's not a tank top, but it's a very close-fitting shirt. And then you had the... whatever. Was that from New York Burrito? Is this more than one down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yes, nothing says taste of Mexico like a place in Portland that is called New York Burrito.
They're gourmet wrap.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a very fancy kind
I don't
of
even
wrap.
Know what a wrap is. I think a wrap is a made-up thing.
It's
I don't,
gourmet.
I don't think real Mexicans eat wraps. I think that's a...
They eat messy melts.
Tater tots.
What I got is basically a salad in a wrap. It's just like lettuce and tomato and chicken. And I held the onions because I knew that the heater was broken and I didn't want us to be trapped in here.
It's the worst. It's the worst. Is it still 77?
Oh! 77.4.
77.4. Street level degrees. One is room temperature. I mean, not this room, because this room temperature is clearly like 100 degrees.
Well, the most comfortable used to be 72. That's
so
the
we are now
shopping malls.
We're now 5 degrees above comfortability.
Yes.
Comfortness. Comfortability.
Comfortability.
Comfortitude. we're all going crazy. Let's see. Oh, just now, though. When you were taking a sip off the straw from your New York burrito thing in that shirt, you did for just one moment look like a still frame from the Stanley Kubrick Lolita film. It was the shirt and it was the straw. All you need is like heart-shaped sunglasses.
Ah.
Perfect. You ought to get... Now, see, that's a thing when you do that modeling, that you ought to do that.
Heart-shaped glasses?
No, you ought to do like a Lolita thing. And I mean literally the film, not like... Dressed like a
they
small
do
child.
Have like striped shirts and whatnot.
Joni's got a whole fetish for that film anyway. For Lolita, she's a huge fan of that movie. That would totally work.
Ooh,
I'm telling you,
I'll suggest it.
That's what I'm saying. Tim Riley's working on the following stories today.
Nothing quite as besetting as life swap.
Yeah, they're filming. I'll tell you all about it.
Wait, hold on. I'm writing this down. Tim Riley. There's nothing quite as exciting as wife swap. Okay.
No, and it turns out one of the people who's on it is a regular at Zabala's. I didn't know if they were doing
it. Go figure there. Mm. All right.
Well, 7 funeral directors plead guilty to plundering corpses to sell body parts.
Plundering corpses.
A school is sued for a vacuum cleaner attack. Nicole's mom thinks Howard K. Stern is behind Daniel's death and devilishly plans to steal all her daughter's money.
Fantastic.
And Paul McCartney's ex claimed he throttled and stabbed me and denied me a bedpan.
By the way, the McCartney story, and I'm just going to tell you this. The McCartney story not only has throttling, stabbing,
it's
and bedpans.
Getting good.
Have you heard the best phrase of this? The best phrase from the McCartney story. No. It's not the strangling. No. Believe it or not, in this McCartney story, they're strangling, throttling, stabbing, bedpans, crawling, a one-legged woman crawling up some stairs. And I swear to God, at one point in the story, and the story's so great, I don't mind even giving this little bit away. Breastfeeding. There you go. We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Bam! All right. That's all coming up. God damn it. Is it 20 after already? All right. At what increments are we going to play the temperature up sounder? Is it going to be when it goes up a whole degree or when it goes up at all?
When it goes up at all.
All right. So we are not...
77.5. So.
I wonder how hot it's going to get today. Well, that's a contest in and of itself.
That is a contest.
Wait, hold on. I'm lousy with contests today. And by lousy, I mean good. All right. So we've got Al Gore tickets to give away. We've given away all the OMSI stuff. I just got a truckload of stuff from The Onion. The Onion just sent us a bunch of, like, Our Dumb Century and a bunch of, like, the dispatches from the 10th Circle. I got a bunch of Onion books to give away, too, Scotty. So we may, we should, that's exactly what I'm saying, Scotty. You and I, simpatico. So I believe we need to have some sort of a prize for the person who estimates what the final temperature is at the end of today's program. Because it is...
Because even by then, the heating pump could be fixed, so it could be a really low temperature.
No.
Really everyone will be passed out, and all there'll be is dead air. Then the satellite will come. Attention all stations.
This is your closed-circuit Westwood feed. Out of mic promos for the week of...
So it went down a point of a degree.
Just now?
Yeah, how so what that... should I play when it goes down?
I don't know. Let's see. I mean, I can find something here.
Maybe it is fixed.
I strongly doubt that that's the... Thank you.
No, I'm saying we could play the applause.
We could do that. Let's see, what else? What else? There's got to be something. What could we play whenever they...
We built this Starbucks!
No. A down... I never get tired of that. Let's see.
There were total just skanky girls galore.
I don't even know what that is.
I'd rather be a whore than a patty cake.
What does that even mean? Why would you ever say that?
I'd rather be a whore than a patty cake.
Okay. In what context? This is like that thing.
I have no idea.
This is like that thing yesterday when Todd the Corpse was talking about that. Hold your breath. I have something exciting about hazelnuts or whatever.
Tropical fish in your bones.
Tropical fish will nest in your bones.
There's nothing wrong with playing with toys.
I don't understand anything.
I've got a terrible cocaine habit.
Okay, there you go. That'll be the downer center.
That's when it goes down.
That's it, when the temperature goes down.
I've got a terrible cocaine habit.
All right. It's the Rick Emerson radio program, kids. All right, so... God damn. All right. I'm already losing my train of thought. It's so hot. I know that we're on this a lot about the heat. So we've got to... And here's how you know the heat pump hasn't kicked back on. Because... We can feel that breeze. Remember the last time this happened? When
thing called air.
The thing called moving air, as opposed to the stagnant coffin-like environment in which we are currently ensconced. Remember the last time we could feel the air start to blow on us when it started to get cool. So that's how you know it hasn't happened. All right.
Should we maintain it as theater of the mind, or should we take a picture of the studio with all of us in it to actually tell people how, or show them how small it is?
God, maybe, but we got to get Scotty in here and have him be sweating. Oh, wait, we've got to get a call here from, this is... Let's talk to CBS Radio Portland, the marketing guru, Susan Reynolds. Hello, Susan.
Hey, hi. Gail, I thought you were missing something kind of obvious.
Yes.
And that was, you know, the Al Gore tickets are the perfect prize for this because global warming taking place right in the studio.
So it's like, it's not just global warming, it's local warming as well.
Okay.
Thank you. No, thank you. That's a great, that never would have occurred to me because my brain cells are dying off today. So.
Well, right, and I'm out here in the fresh air. So,
are you not having to photograph another girl in like a forklift or something? Are you?
Not today, no.
All right, because I know that is one of the exciting bonuses of your job.
Yes, it is.
That is great. So we'll do that today. So we got multiple tickets to give away this week. So maybe we'll do that. We'll tie it into with the heating in the room. Thank you, Susan.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you're welcome.
That. Thank. Good looking out. All right, there you go, Susan Reynolds, ladies and gentlemen, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru. All right. Well, we got two breaks to do this hour. We got what is it? Lisa got it. 11:45. We have to talk wife swap though, and I want to know more about the good smelling black man. So let me ask you this. This is DJ Mars?
No, DJ Mars is
a spindly white man.
Yeah, I think he's like white, or I think he might be Italian something. Yeah, and then he's traveling with this rapper named Eddie K.
Eddie K. Isn't Eddie K one of the Turtles, Tim? I thought Eddie K was one of the Turtles.
Is it in a singing group?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I don't remember anybody who was in that one.
Wasn't Flo and Eddie? Wasn't that Eddie K? Never mind. I don't know. My brain hurts.
There are some older folks wandering around here. You might ask them.
Pardon me. So there you are. And so you're talking to Eddie K.
Yeah. And they came over with us to look at the wife. Because as soon as...
Yeah, I don't even know in what order to tell the story. It's so confusing.
It was a weird night.
So you're at Sabala's. Wife Swap is filming at Sabala's?
Well, we were at Angelo's, and then someone told us that they were filming an episode of Wife Swap at Sabala's.
So it's not like they're on casting session. They're actually filming, they've already cast it. This is just
So yeah, so they're filming an episode there. And so Mars and Eddie Cake got all freaked out. They're like, let's go over there. Let's go watch the Wife Swap thing. So we walked over to Sabala's, be able to sign releases. And there was some band playing called, not Simple Minds, Simple something. Anyway, a band was playing. The woman who was the lead singer of the band was the woman involved in Wife Swap. So this is before they've swapped.
Right.
So this is like showing their crazy rock and roll
life.
Oh,
I see. And so she's probably going to like some boring suburban house.
So it was crazy. Right. So everywhere you look, there are people with boom mics. And then there are all these people like infiltrating into the crowd that are trying to look like normal people, but they all have their IFBs in.
Total. IFB.
Yeah, well, that's what we call
it. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a little TV lingo? Oh, I don't know. We here in the radio world, we don't know about
that. The little curly, clear thing that goes into
your
hair.
Oh, okay. All right. The secret service thing. So, is the wife's woman from Portland?
She's from Portland. So is her husband.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. It was really
Laura
weird.
Watches that show. She watches that. And what's the other one? There's Trading Spouses. She watches both of those.
So is somebody in Gresham being swapping for somebody in Hagrid?
I don't know.
That's a good question because I don't really watch that show enough to know whether they swap with somebody in the same geographic location.
I see them hanging out at Sabala's all the time, and they're both in the music scene, so I know that they are like a Southeast couple.
Are they hideous people? Because you watch that show, and look, I'm not talking about these people in junk. I don't know.
They're really over the top.
Yeah.
Like, the woman's a little, she's a little overweight and, like, bright red hair and, like, kind of wearing a lot of gothic clothing, and she was the lead singer. And the husband was leaning up against the speaker watching her, and he's really tall and spindly, black hair, chain-smoking cigarettes, you know.
And so is it. So she's going to go with some suburban couple, and the suburban wife will come hang out with him?
Yes.
I don't know why. And look, I don't mean to be crude, but really, when you hear wife swap, everybody thinks, you know, wife swap. I don't know why Playboy or HBO or somebody hasn't hopped on the bandwagon and just... we are, you know, if I was a lesser man, if I was a crude shock jock DJ... We would just full on do a wife swapping contest, you know? I mean, because that's, I mean, I don't mean to sound all network about it. I don't mean to sound all, that's what I'm saying. Yes, Scotty, play, yes, where they would have sex with each other. That is what I meant.
Does Scotty want to trade Mrs. J?
Scotty, are you looking to explore the lifestyle?
That would be a bad move for Scotty. His wife is a very successful real estate broker.
And he works in radio. Mm-hmm. Watch your step, pal. That's Scotty, Gina, what, tread lightly, Scotty. No, but that's what everybody thinks of. When you hear the clearly they know where their bread is buttered. They call the show Wife Swap because you think of wife swapping. And in the, we are swingers, as in to swing. And the ace and the keychain and the whatever and the fishbowl and the hey. And so, I mean, and the Flavin. So that's what everybody thinks of. I don't know why somebody hasn't just done that. I mean, if I wasn't embarrassed by the whole notion of being that kind of radio show, I would just do it. I ought to just sell that idea to some other hack. Find some other hack DJ in Portland. I mean, that'd be difficult. And have him do it. Say, here you go. It's wife swap, but with sex. Ha ha, there you go. Bam. I mean, again, I don't mean to sound like Judd Hirsch at the beginning of Studio 60, but really, how much farther down the road is that from where we are now anyway? Goddamn people eating cockroaches on television to win things. So, I mean, I'm telling you right now, somebody, I'd watch that. I'm telling you, I have no shame. I would watch that program if they just did the full, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already, actually. All right, Susan, you get right on that. Get right on a swinging show for us. Anyway, well, it's already 11:30, so the wife swap episode is filming at Sabala's, and then that's going to air. I don't know whether they film the whole season before it airs or whether they stagger it or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, and so you're there, and so then the big beautiful black man. So he comes up, and so he is not with Wife Swap. He's just some guy?
No, he's with, he's touring with DJ Mars.
Touring with DJ Mars.
Yeah.
And so he comes up, and he says, hello, Sarah Dillon, you're so fine, or whatever.
No, actually, we were sitting there having a long conversation about America's Next Top Model. It was awesome.
Is he straight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
no, have you ever watched that show?
No.
Oh, horribly addictive.
Because, you know.
No, because we were sitting at Angelo's for like an hour just, you know, BSing and drinking some pitchers of beer and then went over to Sabala's after that.
And then
I'd met him before.
But you shook his hand and then your hand, so he had cologne on so his whole body was cologne?
I was asking him what he was wearing because he smelled so good. And he's like, oh, I don't know, it's just the way I smell.
Oh,
so
That's such a lie. You know what that is? That's totally the whole, this old thing, it's just something I threw on. It was just something on the floor of the closet that I found. That's totally what it is. And that's another thing that white men cannot pull off. And it's not just a black guy thing. I think it's just anybody. I think it's anyone who's not white can make that work. You know what I mean? It's like with certain shades of clothing.
He was totally styling. He had like this camo jacket, this big puffy camo jacket with like a matching hat and a gold tooth.
Yeah, like what if Scotty came in dressed like that? You know what I mean?
Oh, he'd get his ass kicked.
Well, or no, and it's like if you got like the olive skin, like if you got like the Latin skin or whatever, you can wear like the cool, like the not fluorescent, but you know, like really brightly colored, like floral colored clothing. Whereas I do that, I just look all milky and bad and pale and it's all terrible. I remember the first time, this is actually, I noticed this when our good friend DeLo came into the studio for the very first time years ago when he had done Radio Gangsta. And he came into the studio, which is our theme song at that time. Lo comes into the studio, and I don't mean this in a bad way because he made it work, but man, I mean, that guy, he was all cologned out. And it was like a thing that I could, it was all citrusy and just very sweet smelling. Totally, and of course, with like a tracksuit or whatever. You know what I mean? And it's just, if I tried to do that, I mean, it's just, I wouldn't even get in the building. They just send me home or shoot me or something. I would look terrible. I'd look terrible, and it would seem like me be trying to like wear cornrows or something. It just doesn't work. So then you were smelling your hand. Now, was it a fruity cologne?
I can't even describe it. It just smelled really good. I don't know.
That's another thing I can just never pull off. All right.
We are like 10 minutes behind already.
All right, and we haven't even talked about Clyde.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Speaking of Lolita. There you go. That's a guarantee, you bastard. All right, so we'll come back. We'll talk about Clyde and Lolita. Then we'll have Lisa Goddard. So forth. And then we'll have the AM 970 noon news hour. Later on, Jen Lane, Al Gore tickets, and so forth. What is the current temperature as we head into this break?
Oh, God. 77.7.
There you go. Thank you. There you go. Back after this is a Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. What is it now?
77.9.
77.9 degrees. It's only 11:36. Fantastic.
What was it when we started the show?
70. Well, it was 70 degrees when you got here.
Yeah.
It was 74 at 11 a.m. So it's going up about 4 degrees about every 45 minutes. Fantastic. Hottest day ever. 503-733-2970. You know, this is karma for that day that it was like 107 degrees outside and we were in here with the air conditioning that functioned. That's totally what it is. Now it's cold for everybody else. And every single... Because our heat pump is broken, so it's going up about 4 degrees every 45 minutes. So a degree every 10 minutes or so is what it's going up. And we figured that's going to be something like 120 degrees by the end of the show. So here's the thing. So don't call, like, just for this, because then it's going to make all... I guess it's just work for Scotty J. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm just saying, as an adjunct to existing calls today, when you call in, we'll have Scotty J. will ask you your guess as to what the final temperature in the studio will be at about
78.1.
God, that didn't even seem possible that it just went up that much. 0.2. All right, it's now 78.1. It's not even.
I'm starting to get a headache. You know what? There are mailmen out there. There are people. There are construction workers. We need to stop bitching.
Yeah, but it's balmy out today. It's like,
no,
what is it like
it's
outside?
It's all rainy.
Is it
cold.
Raining? Is it actually raining?
It was this morning. I had to ride the bus.
Do we know what the temperature is outside right now?
No.
Well, it's better than it is in here. I'm just saying, everybody's got their own cross to bear today. Ours is it's goddamn hot. So when you call in today, Scotty will get your guess for the final temperature today. What will the temperature in the studio be at around 3 p.m.? The person who guesses it closest to, without going over, we'll do it showcase showdown style, like Price is Right style. The person who guesses closest to the final temperature in the studio today at 3 p.m. or thereabouts, without going over, will win a pair of tickets to see the Al Gore Global Warming presentation, which is coming up in the Rose Gardens. We got that as well, plus this pop culture stuff to get through. Rick! Pleased to be removing the image of hairy tongues from my memory. I went online last night to see Sarah kissing a girl, but instead I saw an image which burned so far into my memory, I dreamt that I kissed a girl with a hairy tongue last night. Damn you. Damn you to hell, Rick Emerson. Rick, let's see. Act globally, sweat locally. The Rick Emerson Show, too hot to handle, blah, blah, blah. Can we get a... No, we're not going to get you a photo of anybody on the show glistening with sweat.
Smokey is such a bastard. He's... But FYI, it's a little chilly in here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, eat that. Well, I've told this story a million times, but I did... When I lived in Spokane, I lived in this tiny little apartment. It was a cement apartment with a metal roof. It really was like living in like a prison compound. And Spokane... It's not like it's a desert, but I mean, it's desert-like. It's very hot. I was a DJ, couldn't afford air conditioning, couldn't afford anything. My Ford, my little tiny black Ford Escort, no air conditioning. So I would go home, and it was so hot in my apartment that I would just lay there, and the only way I could cool off was to get a sopping wet towel, lay there nude on the bed, cover myself with a wet towel, and then point fans at myself and not move, and just all like, so very hot, so very, very hot. And my a-hole program director... who's just a bad guy and just enjoyed taunting everybody, would call me at home. And he would call me at home, and I'd answer them, hello, I'm so hot. Hey, just called to tell you that it's really cold in my house. The central air's stuck on. It's 65. I'm going to have to put on the sweater. And then we'd hang up. And then as I was, at the end of the workday, as I was getting into my white-hot Ford Escort, which is like 140 degrees inside, baking in the sun, no air conditioning, he would drive by me in his powder blue Thunderbird, windows rolled up, and he would make the I'm so cold gesture from his air conditioning. So, Rick, about wife swap, I don't know anything about that. How about DJ swap? Might improve the show. There you go. Yeah, sounds like I can never tell what's a good idea for a radio bit and what's a terrible, tacky, cliche idea for a radio bit.
Well, we already had DJ swap when Tim Savage was on Friday.
That is true. No, that's a fair point. Oh, and speaking of that, by the way, don't think I've forgotten about the Clyde Lolita thing. We'll get to that, but we got Lisa Goddard, and I do have to get these phone calls. Real quickly, speaking of Tim Savage, let's see. I want to read this really quickly. Oh, man. Did you just think about the guy who inadvertently, with the nail gun in his testicle?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll get to that. That's gold. This is from Crystal.
Well, so do we have a penis watch today?
Well, it's more, it's just his testicle. What is it?
0.3.
78.3. All right.
Are you timing these? Why are you writing them down?
I'm just keeping track so I know.
Okay. Well, 1140, 78.3.
Rick, I was driving home today around 5, this is yesterday, around 5:15, listening to, should I name the other station? I don't think it's not a station we own. Well, I'll read you the email first. Sunday Glen FM radio. I was driving home yesterday around 5:15, listening to blank, and now I can say they aren't just stealing your material, they're taking the material of those that fill in for you. Tim Savage, who filled in for you on Friday, did a Wookiee sound contest. I heard about that, right? It was like a...
It was really funny, and you have him do them in unison.
To give away a Star Wars the Omzi tickets, right? Yesterday at 5:15, those bastards on that station were doing a Wookiee sound contest. What are the odds of that?
What?
I understand the opening and closing of your show much better now. The Attention FM DJ's thing. Thank you for getting me through part of my day. Love the show, Crystal.
Well, we weren't the first people to do that, but that's pretty weird that it's only a couple days apart.
But, I mean, but my thing is, well, it's not like we created Star Wars jokes. It wasn't even me, it was Tim Savage, but I mean, why would they...
You feel like you own it because you're a nerd, right?
It's not just that, well, yeah, and I'm looking at, how do I put this? I don't even know who's, oh yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
I don't even know who's on that show right now, so...
No, they're all on it. It doesn't change until January.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it does seem a little... Odd. That would happen on Friday here, and then two business days later it happens there. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that, well, like, no one else can
some
make a Wookiee joke.
Some things are just coincidences, Rick.
Okay, it's 503-733-2970. Let me, oh, God, is it gone up again? Are you sure it's still 78.3?
It's still 78.3.
Jesse, hello, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick, what's happening?
What's up, Jesse?
I got an excellent idea on how you can give away the Al Gore ticket.
All right.
You get three listeners to sit in a running car with Scotty J, and he couldn't shower or put on cologne, and then you turn the heat up. And the last person to get out of the car from the stench wins the ticket.
The last person who can make it through. I was thinking about see, it's now reached that temperature in here where it's actually almost beginning. It's beginning to be difficult to breathe. I'm having that really labored breath.
Such a drama queen.
I'm not a drama queen. I'm just saying it's like a lot of over here.
It is kind of hot.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Scotty J claims, though, he claims that he has a profuse amount of sweat and concomitant body odor. So I'm thinking that we ought to just be able to... who could we pay? Do we have an intern? Who could we make smell Scotty J? You wouldn't do it, Sarah. So, I mean, this... No, that's what I'm saying. Like, we can't... I mean, there's nobody here on the show who's going to do it.
Maybe Smokey will.
Smokey, we get Smokey over to smell Scotty J. All right. Well, we'll take it under advisement, sir. All right. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you. There you go. That's it. Jesse. All right. So we're in this awkward period. We'll take one more call here. Oh, okay. Our good friend, Kristen, she has some info on wife swaps. We'll take that because then we got Lee Scott. And we got to talk about Clyde. We'll do that maybe after the news hour. We got this whole thing that happened with Clyde. The news hour today is going to be fantastic. I got a big thing about Jessica Simpson and plastic surgery, too. Our good friend, Kristen, how are you doing, sister?
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry. It's too hot to press the buttons.
I was
going to
say, I could barely hear you there.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
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 White Swap?
Yeah.
It's a really terrible show, but it's not like your standard reality TV format. You just have two couples that switch wives for just 2 weeks. So it's not like a whole season of the same couple. It's a different show, different couples every week. So
is Wife
Swap... I've watched it. It's trash-rific. It's really good.
Yeah, it's like a car crash.
Is it basically the same as Trading Spouses?
Yeah.
All right.
Although Wife Swap was first, I believe.
All right. I mean, because it seems like one of those things where it's a bait and switch where you just never... It's not even that I expect them to be like stooping it out or anything.
And it's always the same format. It's always two couples that are exact opposites. Like, this couple sounds like the complete, like, rocker couple, and then they'll probably have some, like, straight-laced suburban couple as the opposite.
Well, it's always like one fat guy from Iowa. And then there's like some really upwardly mobile, like yuppie couple from San Francisco.
Yeah, it's just terrible, but fabulous all at the same time.
And so, dude, does any of us know the couple from Southeast? I mean, do we know anything about them?
I don't know them. I recognize the guy. I know I've talked to the guy at some point. I didn't recognize the wife.
All right. All right. Well, I don't even know. Do you have any idea when it airs? Because I'd be kind of curious to watch that.
It's probably going to be like a month from now or something.
All right.
And I guess the camera was right on Clyde and I. He was very excited.
Oh, we can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
Now, is that why Clyde was there?
Clyde. Of course that was why
he was saying,
there.
I don't mean to say that Clyde is an attention whore. I'm just saying. Clyde is, I mean, that is kind of moth to a flame with that guy, though. So,
and Portland seems to be a mecca because they were just in Portland not long ago for the other couple, the pirate couple that was on a couple of weeks ago.
Not only that, now let's talk about this. Not only, speaking of, because I was mentioning that real sex show that HBO has, and I don't really watch. Peter Carlin and I talked about that on Friday. Speaking of which, after I talked to Carlin on Friday or Monday or whenever the hell it was, we were talking about plushies and furries, and it was all very fascinating. And relative to you figure the number of people who listen to any one radio program, I get a fair amount of email from people who are engaged in the plushie / furry lifestyle in the audience of this
very
program.
Very popular.
I guess. So that's the thing we got to talk about at some point. But Portland and the outlying areas, there seems to be some sort of a... There's, a disproportionately high number of couples here who have sort of non-traditional relationships. Because the reason
that's why we love Portland.
No, I'm not knocking it. The thing about that real sex show on HBO is, A, it's sort of unsatisfying if you're a guy, because you'd rather just be watching porn. It's like, watching real sex is like watching hotel porn. It's like a lot of, soft-focused toplessness, and then you're just kind of waiting for the good stuff, and it never happens.
Yeah.
And there's really only four stories they ever have on real sex, or four little stories. It's like a 60 minutes. It's like a sexual 60 minutes. There's always one that involves a retreat where couples learn how to reignite the spark. That's all, and it's always like some paunchy middle-aged couple that are married.
And lots of boas and...
Totally, that's
insight. Like, wah-wah sounds and...
Learn how to do a fan dance for your man. There's that. There's always something that involves a woman, like, being covered in food. And some, and that's not a thing that appeals to me.
Ew.
No, you know what? I'm not talking about, like...
Do you remember that porn that we watched, Kristen?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that wasn't being covered with. That was being,
No,
that was not on the outside.
No, it was on the outside. It was all...
But didn't Richard bring that? Who brought that one?
Richard Nunn.
I think Richard Nunn did.
That
was before we had Ron Jeremy on the show, and I'd never seen a porn.
Was that a fetish film? Was it like a chocolate sauce kind of a...
It was... What was it called? It was like fat...
Yeah, I can't remember the...
Fatliners?
The title is unimportant.
Yeah.
It was just very obese women.
Very obese women with
in,
a
like,
lot of food.
The boxing ring.
Oh, but was it an actual... I don't know, we're getting totally off the point here, but was it an actual...
No, it wasn't a fetish film. There was actual sex.
There was actual sex, so it wasn't just like...
Although
we
couldn't figure out how that was happening.
Oh, God.
I'd block this out.
Well, because you can get, so I'm told, you can get movies that are just like women eating. Dan Savage, who does the Savage Love column, in his book, Skipping Towards Gomorrah, he's written a whole thing about that, about how there's this whole fetish on the internet.
Well, that's like the stomping thing, too.
Totally, about women just jumping up and down on mice and crap.
Yeah.
I'm not like I'm offended by any of it as such. I'm not really for mice stomping, I suppose. But it's just fetishes for things that one would not typically consider to be arousing. In any real fashion. It's just bizarre that stuff exists out there. And let me just tell you this, by the way. Ron Jeremy is in all of those films. And here's how I know. And it's funny, because I was just talking earlier about cleaning up my basement. It was not a euphemism for anything. We've actually just compiled...
That's a literal...
No, like actual... Well, you know, I'm in radio, so I collect all this crap as I move. So Laura and I were cleaning out our basement and just all of this stuff that is compiled over the years. And what is the thing that you collect over the years that, especially now in 2006, you have no need for, which VHS tapes. And so you just got dozens and dozens and dozens of VHS tapes. And you realize at a certain point, you're like, I'm never going to back these up. You tell yourself, like, I'm going to burn these to DVD, I'll archive these, I'll do whatever. And most of it, it's just like, it's some crap you taped off. It's like a Hardcastle and McCormick episode that you taped in 1986 that you're never going to want to watch again, right? So I'm going through the basement this weekend, and I do have a point here, and it does involve Ron Jeremy. So I'm going through the basement because Laura has set aside a whole pile of videotapes. And she's like, why don't you go through these and just, you know, if you want to keep any of them, you know, it's fine. If not, we'll just chuck the rest or whatever. And a lot of them were like, listener party footage,
and you know, like just like bootleg concert tapes and like some Kiss stuff and whatever that I collected. And then I have this one, and every guy has this, the one drawer where it's just a bunch of old porn that's just sitting there on VHS. And then you start to think about that. Then you get this whole mental battle with yourself then about what do you do with porn that's not, that you're no longer going to be watching. Because it seems wrong to throw it away. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't. It seems like you. But who can you
but
give that to?
It's a waste.
But who can you get? I mean, and it seems, throwing porn into just a dumpster, which is what we were doing with everything. It's like if we didn't want the, you know, if we had a stack of videotapes we didn't want, we'd just take it out and throw it into a trash can. It seems wrong to do that with porn, though, because you think about all that porn has given you. You know? You think?
Well, especially since you want to hope that there's no homemade stuff on there.
Well, no, and
that's how stuff ends up on the internet.
Well, and it's not even just that. It's like, I'm no prude, but by the same token, you know that, like, especially in my neighborhood, how homeless guys just rummage through the trash constantly.
Yeah.
And so you go and you throw out your porn film, and it's like, then the homeless guy, and then, you know, the homeless guy will know that you once owned pornography, and you will be shamed forever. And it just seems, throwing porn out seems like, I don't know, it seems like getting rid of a pet. It seems like throwing, you know, it's a thing that was there for you in your time of need, and now you just, it's wrong to just chuck it into the trash. And some of it is on DVD, and that seems doubly wrong because it's still usable. It's just sitting like Where the Boys Aren't, or whatever. Volume 15, just sitting there in the basement. You know, and so I just got it, and it's just sort of, you know, being toted around from place to place while I figure out what to do with it. The only reason I bring this up is because one of the films that I found that I couldn't bring myself to throw away has Ron Jeremy in it, and it's called...
Uh-oh.
Fatliners.
Oh.
And it's all just incredible, and I mean like full-on, screamingly, morbidly obese women, and not, and it's largely lesbian porn, except for Ron Jeremy, of course. And it was actually purchased for us, for Clyde and I, as kind of a gag gift years ago by a friend of ours. And she said that she was tired of hearing us always going on about lesbians, blah 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 blah. And she wanted to kind of break us up once and for all. And so it was when we were living in Utah. And so she goes to Las Vegas and she comes back. She was like, well, and you know, because you can't buy any porn in Utah. And so when you go to Vegas, you know, you gamble and you drink and you get a whore and then you buy porn. That's all the stuff you can do there. And so she brings, she's like, hey, I stopped by the adult store and get you some lesbian porn. And we're like, oh, that's fantastic. And of course, you put it in, and it's just like a bunch of women who are, I mean, they're weighing at like 5, 5'50", 6, 6'50", 7. And then right in the middle of it, so to speak, is Ron Jeremy. So, you know, that guy, he's sort of the Forrest Gump of porn. He just appears everywhere.
Nice.
I've just gone completely off. I have wandered so far afield, whatever I was talking about.
Well, let me bring you back. By the way, Alan from engineering was amazed that you didn't know what ISB was.
Me?
Yeah.
I've never worked it. I don't know anything about it. They keep me away from
television.
Radio.
You might he's like, how do they talk to people when you're out of the studio?
Oh, like in a remote.
I said, well, cell phone.
Yeah, I was going to say cell phone, or you just shout a lot. Yeah. All right. We got to do a thing. All right, Kristen from accounting. Thank you, sister.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go.
I still have mine if you want to play with it sometime. I keep talking so that you can't see.
I'm writing this down. Hold on. I still have mine if you want to play with it sometime.
No, it clips to the back of your collar and then falls.
Does it? It clips to the back of your collar?
It does. I don't understand why you're laughing.
What kind of collar are we talking about? If you want to play with it. Oh, don't give me that.
Don't give me that faux innocent look. I have no idea what you're saying. Are you making a dirty joke that I don't get?
Okay, you are wearing a...
Oh, is this a collar? No, this is a bracelet.
Okay. How do I explain? Oh, hold on. You're giving these phrases to me too fast. I still have mine if you want to play with it. Wanna play with it. I'm just going to list these on the website at the end of the day. If you want to play with it. And then what you said after that? It clips to the back of your collar, does it? All right, it clips to the back of your collar. Clips to the back of your collar.
It went down 2 degrees.
It went really?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Point two degrees.
All right, it clips to the back of your collar. Fantastic. And the safe word is rutabaga. Take a break. We'll come back. We got the AM 970's Noon News Hour around the corner. More of your phone calls. We'll give away the Al Gore tickets. Later on, we got CNN radio correspondents Gary Baumgarten and Ed McCarthy. He's going to join us. And we'll track down our good friend Lisa Goddard as well. You stay there. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970.